We're here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, learning a little bit more of about the recent acquisition of Becker Underwood by BASF and how they have how they're moving forward with just more, a lot more solutions for growers. With me is Kurt Sievers, who's field development leader for seed enhancements and biologicals. He talked a little bit about the R&D going forward, and really you spend already, Becker Underwood already spends quite a bit for R&D compared to the actual sales, right?
Yeah. We believe that investing in research is an important part of what moves us forward as a business. So the opportunity to work on a lot of different things and the dollars that it takes to do that are a very important part of maintaining our business and keeping things fresh for the consumers out there.
So what are the different areas for R&D that you talked about with us today?
Well, we talked a little bit about what's going to happen with the inoculant business going forward, some of the things that we're looking at with that as far as maintaining the products that we have in existence already and making changes to those that will improve, make improvements for the grower out there. And then we talked a little bit about the BioStacked initiative, which started really as part of our inoculant business, but we're starting to move that into other crops, developing some new products in those areas as well. And then we talked about the seed enhancements, or the kinds of things that we can do to help move seed through the plant, through the planter, and help the appearance of those seeds as well, which is becoming more important for identifying different traits, just making the seed look a little bit better, and segregating the market that way for the producers out there.
So what does Becker Underwood, with the new BASF functional crop care, see as a future, particularly of the BioStack technology?
Well, I think the direction that we were going to try and take this, I believe, is starting to look at some combinations of materials. Both companies are bringing together a lot of existing technology that we can that we're starting to examine to see if we can find some synergies with what we already have. But then as we go forward, we're going to take new materials that both of us have in our pipelines and start combining those, looking at how we can work with those things together as well.
Well, we talked today about particular as a product in particular, the Vault HP. And you talked about this is a really good product, but part of R&D is to improve already good products. How do you do that?
Well, that's always a challenge when you've got something that's at the top of the game. You know, it's a little bit tough to make improvements. But I think the neat thing about it is it does give us a challenge in research so that we have the opportunity to take materials that we're looking at and put them in products that look really good already and see if we can make improvements that way. And that's typically how we make that next step, is taking what already works, tweaking it a little bit, and seeing if we can make an improvement that way.
Well, now I know obviously you can't tell us a whole lot about what's in there, but you give us some idea. Really, I think that it's important for farmers to know. As far as the investment is concerned, you could be looking at hundreds of new treatments in a year, in a season, and maybe come out with how many? A couple?
Well, I think one of the things that we talked about today was the number of treatments that we're working with across 14 different crops in our R&D efforts. And that number is somewhere on the high side of 750 different treatments that we have evaluations for in the field this year. And as far as how many of those actually move forward, it's really tough to put a finger on it because we get different results every year. There's a number of things that we then move through the program and continue to work with that we've had favorable results with. So it's difficult to really put your finger on an average percentage of those treatments that will move forward. But the good news is we probably end up with more moving forward than we do dropping out. By the time we get them in the field, we've done a little bit of work in the greenhouse and growth chambers and those kinds of environments. So we have a pretty good idea what they'll do and how they'll behave. It's just a matter of confirming it in the field, and we've been pretty good at getting that done.
But it's still a pretty dramatic investment.
Yes.
Kurt, is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not really at this point. Like I say, I get to the opportunity to talk a lot and not say very much.
Well, the important thing is the investment that's being made, and to help, you know, to help growers in the future and to ultimately feed the world.
You bet, exactly. And I think that's the goal that we all have out here in agriculture, is what can we do to help produce the food that we need to feed the population as it continues to grow, and do that in an environmentally respectful way so that we don't have to worry about the downside out there.
All right. Thank you very much. Here at the Becker Underwood facility in St. Joseph, Missouri, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.